I'd like to just mention a point. This is ma'rifa, connection to Allah. And because alhamdulillah you are salik, you're on that journey, and these conditions do surround us during the life. So I'm requesting and sharing this with Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullah alayh. May Allah have mercy on him. One of his murid students, who was on a high rank, high status murid student, and he wrote on one occasion to Hazrat, and he presented his condition, his emotions, his feelings, and he shared that. Just like whenever a person, he has experiences, observations, like I told you some previous examples. So whenever the individual, he starts off in the path, the journey towards Allah, via tasawwuf, via adhkar, via remembrance, then at that time, upon the individual, he gets maqam, levels of ma'rifa, nearness to Allah, spiritual. So definitely a person passes through observations, experiences. So he wrote and shared his feelings, his emotions to Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani, rahmatullah, his sheikh. That I've arrived to this hal, arrived to this level, and he shared his darja, his status. So now, he said, everything in front of me is, you could say, worthless. I can't see anything, he said. Yes, I can see with my eyes, but I don't realize there's someone here or not. He said, I'm detached. I look at the heavens, the skies are gone. I look down at the earth is gone. I look at human beings, there's nobody there. There's a feeling that comes over a person through dhikr ilaj, which we call. So on that maqam, he arrived to that status. Insan, the human being, is that if, for example, you pray shirak and go and you see a good dream after sunrise, you think, oh, I'm a pious person. It's nafs, isn't it? The desires of a person props him up. Oh, my dhikr is going good. I saw a nice dream. I'm looking at good visions now. I've arrived to the high status. I'm a big sheikh now. I'm a teacher now. It's a guarantee, yeah, because I've seen a good dream. So I'm pious. So this happens to a person. This happens to a student when he's practicing and he's passing through the levels of tasawwuf. And so all of this is nafs. All of this is desire. So he was a big sheikh, actually. And as I said to you, he was Hazrat Mujaddad al-Thani's murid on a high level, high status. So he came across to this position. Then he wrote to his sheikh that whenever I see everything, I can't see the atmosphere, I can't see the sky, I can't see the people. So it looks like to me that I'm on the high grade now. And I've arrived and I've completed the levels and the tasks. So it's like I'm a big sheikh. So I'm just giving you his reference that how a person passes through these experiences. So he wrote that I think I've completed my tasks now and I've got to a high position. So I don't think I need to do anything more. And it looks to me, it seems to me that I shouldn't come to you now because I haven't got anything else. I've got everything I needed. So he's showing this, expressing his observation experience to his sheikh, teacher. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So now listen to the answer of the sheikh, subhanallah. What he says. Very beneficial for us in the future, alhamdulillah. And look at the answer that he gave to his student, to his shagird. He said that, listen, this waswasa, negative thought, it shows to you that you've gone to a very high position now, this thought, and you have arrived to a high rank that you don't need anything now. Now I'll tell you the reality of what this means. What a beautiful answer he gave. He said, what you have just shared with me, this position, this position, this is not even if a person, for example, practices dhikr on his first lesson, latifa qalb, yes, then this experience, the maqam, this is the maqam of latifa qalb, which is the first lesson of the tasawwuf. And what is the maqam? He said the maqam is this, that basically, what you're sharing with me, even if you don't even do the one quarter, 25% of latifa qalb, which you have to practice, you haven't even experienced, you know, one quarter of that, of latifa qalb, on the heart. So you tell me that how, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, within Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, the maqamat, the ranks, the levels Allah Ta'ala's given. He said that you haven't even, from the four parts of Latifa Qalb, you haven't even arrived into the one of the parts of Latifa Qalb, and this feeling has overcome you. So what happens is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala doesn't demonstrate or show physically the emotions to the student on the work that he's doing. Why? Because if Allah Ta'ala shows that, makes it apparent, makes it visible, then that person, he gets lost in that and he thinks that's it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So whenever an individual is practicing, doing an amal for which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed him and told us the rewards, then it's not necessary that you'll see the rewards, because by seeing the rewards or your levels or your rank, it's dangerous. But in reality, he's attaining that result. He's attaining that result. Just like, for example, you, when you start focusing on latifa qalb, latifa ruh, these are great maqamats. They are levels, that hal, that when an individual sits and does dhikr of Allah on latifa qalb, he does dhikr just that alone, alhamdulillah, then a person arrives to this maqam, to this level. I hope that you are understanding what I'm saying or not. So don't lose hope, don't get frustrated. Shaitan makes us feel frustrated. The kalimat Allah has given to us to read, they strengthen a person's courage and determination. That's why the Quran has mentioned these verses. So this is one point, that when you are practicing a sabak in the Naqshbandi silsala, you've been taught a lesson, then you are not empty. You're not empty. If according to that you're practicing just like your sheikh has told you, regularly, punctually, and the conditions he's given, you are fulfilling them, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, you are going on the maqamat, the levels that are defined. Because Hazrat Mujaddid al-Aftani rahmatullah said that he didn't read these, he didn't study these, they weren't there present in the books before, but Hazrat Mujaddid rahmatullah, he experienced these maqamat and saw these with his eyes. He observed this, then he described these to his students, and he presented these learnings. So there are two parts here now. One is that, two learnings here, that the human being, when he practices the tasawwuf and the shaykh explains to him what to do, that maqam, we can't see that, the result of our efforts, but those maqamat, the levels are there, because Allah Ta'ala has demonstrated them to the great shaykh, and he's described them to us. He's explained them to us. So this is a very high maqam, high rank for an individual. When will he see that? As soon as a person dies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him, make him visible his maqam, his rank to him, that you worked hard during your life and you were looking for this, you wanted a good result. So these levels that we had given, first stage, second stage, fourth stage, latifa qalb, latifa ruh, latifa sar, latifa khafi, and as you went up those levels and you made effort, you are arriving, you are actually getting them. You are being granted them. I hope this will encourage you, inshallah, and you will keep doing your duty, and don't get frustrated, don't follow the waswasas and the negative thoughts. So that's shaitan always taking the person back down, flinging us back down. So when you're reciting the kalimat, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, we're reciting this is the greatest cure, best cure, that we believe, to increase our belief and faith on our journey, on our efforts and hard work. Alhamdulillah, even though despite we don't feel it, we can't see it, we haven't seen a good dream or any emotions, we don't feel it, it doesn't matter at all. But if you are traveling, inshallah, you are on this maqam. If you're practicing, you are on these maqams, and you are there. There's another thing also we need to see, how great a lesson this is, that we are students. We are students until death. We are students until death, because that's the waswasa that comes in his mind. Oh, I've completed my level, Shaykh, so have I finished now? This is not the case. We haven't completed anything. So we should know and be aware that we are students and our journey has not ended yet. So we have to try and struggle to get and attain all the maqam, the levels which are written, the latifa qalb, latifa ruh, 35 lessons we have, alhamdulillah. So try to earn these, try to acquire these, and you will get them. Yes, if you're not getting them, that means you're not making a proper effort and a struggle, you're not working hard, you are weak somewhere, you are lacking somewhere. So we should have the concern for this, that why am I not getting more results? This is the main thing. Why am I not progressing? Why am I not advancing? Why am I not going from Latifa Qalb to Ruh? Why am I not going from Latifa Ruh to Sar? From Latifa Sar, why am I not going to Latifa Khafi? That every maqam, every level within it is so much difference, more than the heavens and the earth. Those who have seen this, they know this. They've explained this as a Mujaddad Rahmatullah in his description. So he says that more than this, the maqam goes higher with the latifas. So why am I not progressing, advancing? What's the reason behind this? This is not actually progression that you are looking at these things. Do you understand my point? Progression is that you are attaining that maqam. In other words, you are attaining the next rank, the next lesson. You're working hard. That's what it means, getting the result. Not your feeling, observing. For example, you're on Latifa Qalb, you get the next lesson, Latifa Ruh. It means, alhamdulillah, you've got it. You've attained it. So this is a big, good piece of news for a person that he has gone from one class to another class. So in this, what we should try to do is a person is that don't look for things, observations, experience, emotions in his heart. He thinks his progression or dreams are progression or kashf, karamat and miracles. These without this, you can see these things. Without what we're doing, we can do things. You don't need the tasawwuf. Hindus and Sikhs, they see these things as well. So this is not achievement. This is not achievement. The reality is the maqam that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, to attain them, we are working hard. We're doing the tasks. That's the main thing. Practically. So how much a person then gets determination, more courage? Alhamdulillah, I've got another lesson. I've got the higher lesson. So as a person works hard, makes effort, implements, I've told you the principles prior. So take hold of those principles. Alhamdulillah, what are they? Rabta Shaykh, connection with the teacher. Yes? Look at what you're lacking, that I've got not enough fuel in my car. That's why it's not driving. You know, you're driving on the motorway and your car stops or breaks down. And you've got a nice high-class BMW or whatever other car is good. And all other cars are driving past you. Small cars are passing by you. Second-hand cars, whatever. They're all passing by you. And then you should think that the reason is that in my car, there's a defect present in my car. There's something lacking that it's not driving. And that I have to take that, remove the defect from the car. Don't blame the car. You understand my point? Yeah? So if you're not getting more higher lessons, more status, more rank, higher position, it means there must be something is lacking inside us that's stopping you to progress and advance. Hopefully you will have understood what I'm saying. I hope so. Okay, so inshallah, be brave, be determined. Courageous, as long as you're alive, keep struggling, making effort, work hard to get higher achievement, make your target. I started this journey, I found a sheikh, a teacher, I need to work and make effort to get all the lessons which alhamdulillah in our Naqshbandi order, in our silsila. And if you're not getting them, you're not earning them, then what you should do is feel in yourself that there must be a defect within me, I'm weak somewhere within. So I should recover myself and improve myself. Okay? Understood? Recite Durood Sharif. I hope you like this lesson after Fajr. Yeah, it's very nice things coming to my mind. Alhamdulillah. Very useful, beneficial. Very useful, mashallah.